From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Florida's education chief says students should take fewer tests. She's recommending the state eliminate some required high school exams, and she's asking school districts to cut back on other tests. As WLRN's John O'Connor tells us, school leaders say the changes are a good start.
When Florida adopted new math and language arts standards based on Common Core, the state added a reading and writing exam for 11th graders. But Education Commissioner Pam Stewart says the 11th grade test is unnecessary. Governor Rick Scott plans to issue an executive order to suspend the exam. Students are scheduled to take the Florida Standards Assessment starting next month. School leaders agree with the decision. Miami-Dade School Superintendent Alberto Carvalho says students taking the College Board's advanced placement courses don't need another exam.
So eliminate one, and I can tell you, if you ask the students and the teachers, they're not going to want to eliminate the College Board exam because they're accruing college credit if they get a 3, 4, or 5. So eliminate the requirement for the FSA 11th grade.
Stewart also wants to make a college placement test optional, and she's asking school districts not to add unnecessary final exams. Scott asked Stewart to investigate and reduce testing last year. Stewart's recommendations were the conclusion of that investigation. I'm John O'Connor in Miami.
In other news this midday, an appeals court has upheld a Florida law banning people from openly carrying firearms purely for self-defense purposes. A three-judge panel of the 4th District Court of Appeal issued the ruling yesterday in the case of Dale Norman. Norman challenged the law on constitutional grounds after his 2012 arrest in Fort Pierce on a misdemeanor charge for openly carrying a handgun in a holster. The judges found that the Florida legislature can enact restrictions on how guns may be carried out outside the home without violating the Second Amendment to the Constitution. The open carry ban does not apply to such activities as hunting or target shooting or to certain law enforcement officers. Most Floridians over age 21 can carry a concealed weapon in public if they obtain the proper permit. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.